KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa High School basketball polls from the Associated Press on the boys' side out this week. Cedar Falls, top-rated in Class 4A again this week, with Waukee and Johnston the top three. Abraham Lincoln at number 8 this week. In Class 3A, Ballard, Pella, and Monticello are the top three, with Carroll at number 5 and Glenwood in at number 9 in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall is top-rated with AHSTW coming in at number 2. Des Moines Christian is rated 3rd. And in Class 1A, North Lynn, Lake Mills, and Martinsdale St. Mary's round out the top three teams in the weekly poll. In college basketball news, for the third time this season, Northwest Missouri State senior Ryan Hawkins has been named the MIAA Player of the Week. Hawkins averaged 26.5 points and 11 rebounds a game, shooting over 62% from the field and over 64% from three-point range. As he blistered the nets during the week, he scored a season-high 30 points against Newman, shooting 11 of 18 in that contest in their victory, as he wins Conference Player of the Week honors again this week. Oklahoma State used a late 8-0 run to break the game open in an 81-60 win over Iowa State in men's college hoops last night. The shorthanded Cyclones played without four starters and just six scholarship players, and they fell to 0-6 in the Big 12. ISU coach Steve Prohme felt his team just flat ran out of gas.
You know, obviously it's frustrating just, you know, to lose, trying to get off the schneid, getting the win column in the league play. But I think the last couple minutes, man, you know, we started giving up dribble drives and the lead really expanded. And, you know, it ends up being a 20-point game. It's probably a 10-point game.
Oklahoma State dominated on the glass and out-rebounded the Cyclones 49-19.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest key to the game was just the rebounding. That really, really hurt us. I thought they just, you know, kicked us on the glass, and that was a big, big piece.
Cyclones will return to action on Saturday at Mississippi State as part of the SEC Big 12 Challenge.
Really, I'm going to take tomorrow just to kind of figure out the best way to approach these next 3 days, you know, with limited numbers, the best way to practice and the best way to, you know, get these guys, you know, in better shape and get them a little bit more, you know, focused and understanding better what we're doing. Because, you know, if we're with this lineup for a little bit longer, we got to make sure we execute a little bit better. And so, you know, we've got 3 days, and then we head to Starkville and play a good Mississippi State team.
A freshman, Nate Heisey, scored a season-high 18 points as UNI beat Coe 70-60 in the McLeod Center as the Panthers improved to 4-10 on the season.
Well, there's definitely a lot of things that we could have done a lot better, and one of the biggest things was our communication. We were doing well in that practice, but we didn't translate that over to the game. But it was nice to get a win, but there's definitely a ton of things that we can continue to work on and get ready for this next weekend.
Heisey said Coe stayed in the game by controlling the tempo.
Well, they really slowed it down by sitting in that zone, that 3-2 zone. So that isn't something that we went against in practice all that much, but it was good to see. So they really slowed it down, but they also were hitting some shots. And speaking of that, we just didn't communicate as well as we needed to do. So they had some open layups. So they were able to stick close to us the rest of the whole game.
Trey Burhau also had 18 points for UNI as the Panthers look ahead to this weekend's Missouri Valley Conference Series at Southern Illinois.
We've got to do a better job of getting ready for Southern Illinois than we did getting ready for tonight's game. Because like I said, I thought Cole was much more consistent over the 40 minutes with their execution and their discipline and their communication.
That was Coach Ben Jacobson. Jacob Robertson led Coe with 14 points last night. In top 25 college hoops, Sam Hauser hit 7 of Virginia's 14 three-pointers as the number 8 Cavaliers cruised to an 81-58 win against Syracuse. Miles McBride made a go-ahead jumper with 6 seconds left and finished with a season-high 24 points, helping number 11 West Virginia rally for a wild 88-87 win over number 10 Texas Tech. Well, Boston College has postponed 2 men's basketball games this week because of positive COVID-19 tests, prompting the Atlantic Coast Conference to juggle its schedule. The Eagles were set to play Clemson on Wednesday and number 25 Louisville on Saturday. Instead, the ACC announced that Louisville will now play at Clemson on Wednesday night. The conference also rescheduled Georgia Tech's game at Louisville for February 1st. The teams were initially set to play on January 9th, but COVID-19 protocols led to the Yellow Jackets postponing 4 straight games. The Southern Conference postponed 3 games because of positive COVID-19 tests within the Furman and Chattanooga men's basketball programs. UNC Greensboro at Furman on Monday night and Chattanooga's visit to East Tennessee on Wednesday night were both postponed. Chattanooga's game at Furman, scheduled for Saturday, also was called off. Well, this week's Associated Press men's college basketball poll has Gonzaga still firmly on top of the poll. They are undefeated, and 61 of the 64 first-place votes went to the Zags this week. Baylor picked up the other three first-place votes. They stay at number two. Villanova remains number three. Michigan jumps to number four this week with Texas at number five, Houston number six, and Iowa falls three spots as they check in at number seven in this week's poll. Virginia, Alabama, Texas Tech round out the top 10. Also, West Virginia's 11, Missouri 12, Ohio State 13, Wisconsin 14, Kansas at number 15. Creighton is rated 17th this week, Illinois 19th, Minnesota 21st, and Oklahoma is at number 24 in this week's poll. The Big Ten Conference has announced changes to the women's basketball schedule, which affects Iowa's next three games. The Hawkeyes matchup with Northwestern on Thursday has been scheduled for 5 p.m. The game at Minnesota January 31st has been announced as a 4 p.m. start time. The Ohio State game in Columbus that was postponed on December 19th will be made up on February 4th inside Value City Arena. Tip time has not yet been set, but the matchup will be airing on TV. AP Women's Basketball Top 25 this week has Louisville on top of the poll with 22 of the first place votes. North Carolina State, UConn, South Carolina, and UCLA round out the top five. Maryland is number seven, Baylor nine, Michigan 12, Ohio State 14, Indiana is 16, Northwestern is 23, West Virginia 24, South Dakota State is at number 25. Iowa State picked up 29 voting points but didn't quite make the top 25 this week. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard expects their department to run about a $25 million deficit due to COVID-19. Pollard made that announcement in a video produced for Cyclone fans. He had originally expected a deficit of $35 million.
The difference between what we originally thought and where we think we're going to end the year is in large part because of all of you. We generated an additional $8 million during this past fall by hosting football games. That's why we fought so hard to find a way to safely have fans at football games this year.
Pollard says they're looking at options to deal with that deficit.
It isn't a $25 million shortfall. It's really a $2 million shortfall for the next 20 years because we need to finance that deficit. So there'll be decisions we're going to need to make in the near future to help us navigate that shortfall over the next 20 years.
Take a look at some NFL notes. The Pittsburgh Steelers didn't look far to find their new offensive coordinator. The club promoted quarterbacks coach Matt Canada to the position. He replaces Randy Fichtner. Fichtner's contract was not renewed after the Steelers were upset by Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. The Indianapolis Colts have made it official. Quarterbacks coach Marcus Brady has been promoted to offensive coordinator. He replaces Nick Sirianni, who took the Philadelphia Eagles head coaching job on Thursday. New Los Angeles Chargers coach Brandon Staley has started building his staff, naming his coordinators. The Chargers announced they've agreed to terms with Joe Lombardi as offensive coordinator, Ronaldo Hill as defensive coordinator, and Darius Swinton II as special teams coordinator. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta has already started making some of the tough decisions he believes can help Baltimore negotiate the leap from playoff qualifier to Super Bowl champion. After releasing running back Mark Ingram and quarterback Robert Griffin III last week, DaCosta announced Monday the Ravens won't re-sign all-pro long snapper Morgan Cox. Police say music artist Trey Songz was arrested during the AFC Championship game in Kansas City after fans complained he wasn't following COVID-19 protocols and other rules, and then he punched an officer who was trying to remove him. Songz, whose real name is Tremaine Alden Neverson, was released Monday from the Jackson County Jail. The Indianapolis Colts, or rather the Pittsburgh Steelers, have hired longtime NFL assistant Alfredo Roberts as their new tight ends coach. He replaces James Daniel, who retired earlier this month after 17 seasons. And also in Major League Baseball news, the Cactus League and Arizona community leaders have asked Major League Baseball to delay the start of spring training due to coronavirus concerns just over 3 weeks before pitchers and catchers are supposed to report. The Cactus League made that request in a letter to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred obtained by the Associated Press. The letter was co-signed by the mayors of Mesa, Scottsdale, Surprise, Glendale, Goodyear, and Peoria, as well as representatives from Phoenix and the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community. Arizona is averaging just under 7,000 new coronavirus cases per day. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.